verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su
De nuevo con ustedes. Gracias, gracias, Mi, por estar con nosotros.
So thank you, we're back with you.
Y pasando un tiempo súper con JB, Nate Nash, David, Sam,
yeah.
Genesis. Hey,
thanks for having
todos
us.
Están aquí.
Yes,
we're all here.
Yeah.
So esperamos que ustedes hayan anotado nuestra información.
So we're hoping that you wrote down our information.
Y queremos recibir sus correos electrónicos.
We want to read your emails.
Llamarnos.
Call us.
Usted lo puede hacer.
Don't be shy.
Al finalizar nuestro programa,
when we end our show,
estaremos dándole de nuevo la información.
We're going to give your information
a donde usted
again.
Nos puede conectar
to where you can connect
a través
us.
De nuestra página, correo electrónico, mm-hmm. teléfono,
our page, our email, our phone number,
etcétera, etcétera. Este es un nuevo día. Okay, este es el nombre de nuestro show.
That is the name of our show.
¿Cómo es?
Un nuevo día.
I'm like it. Me gusta. Entonces, en este momento quiero introducir a nuestra audiencia a Sam, que está con nosotros.
Hello, everybody. I'm going to take us a little bit off course here. I'm going to turn the tables on our host, and we're actually going to interview her. She has a big part to do with why we're on the air, and her ministry actually supports us being here. So I wanted to take this chance to interview you to get our audience more about Sarah Iscovel and who she is. First of all, let me ask you, what is your ministry and its purpose?
¿Cuál es tu ministerio y tu propósito?
Nuestro ministerio, que es conocido como SEM, S-A-M, es Sarah Iscovel Ministries, tiene el propósito de alcanzar a la mujer. Trabajamos más directamente con la mujer.
The purpose is to reach the woman because... To work with the woman, to reach them.
Es ese, aunque trabajamos con la familia,
we
pero
work with the family,
apuntamos
but,
hacia la mujer.
But we go towards the woman.
Why do you feel it's important to have a ministry that's its sole purpose is to, you know, empower women?
¿Por qué crees que este ministerio es tan importante para las mujeres?
La mujer es el círculo de lo que es el núcleo familiar.
Woman power.
Ajá. Entonces nosotros, para mi punto de vista, primero, como mujer,
my point of view, first of all, as a woman,
entiendo a la mujer,
I understand the woman,
y sé el potencial,
and I know the potential
que tiene una mujer dentro de un hogar,
that the woman has inside the home,
con los hijos,
with the kids,
el esposo,
the husband,
y aún la comunidad,
and community.
Y por eso es que quiero conectar a ellas, porque me relaciono bien. Bueno, además, como lo dije primero, porque es el núcleo de la familia.
They're the nucleus of the family.
And if someone were to ask you the definition of a woman, what should it be? What should it sound like?
Si alguien te pregunta la definición de mujer, ¿qué sería?
Me baso mucho en la Biblia, you know, lo que la base de la palabra de Dios.
I base myself off the Bible as the word of God.
Y yo describiría a la mujer.
And I would describe the woman as
como el vaso frágil.
As a fragile cup.
And,
glass.
Y la fuerza.
And the power
que mueve una montaña.
That moves a mountain. It's nice.
All right, guys. Does anyone else want to ask her a question?
I actually heard about your ministry. I don't know if it was involved, but mm-hmm. I heard there is a women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, you know, how is your ministry involved or hosting that event, or what was its purpose? I guess as well.
Nuestro evento, precisamente, acabamos de tener uno hace un par de días.
We actually had an event a couple of days ago, Friday.
El propósito de las conferencias locales.
The purpose of a local conference.
Es traer a las mujeres.
Is to bring women.
Y al mismo tiempo.
At the same time.
Alimentarlas.
Feed them.
Para que ellas regresen a su lugar.
So they will go back to their place.
Y puedan trabajar con sus familias.
And they can work with their families.
Y también ser útiles para la comunidad.
And be to, of use to the community.
Es bien emocionante para mí.
It's very exciting for me.
Porque tengo la oportunidad de traer a mis conferencias.
Because I have the opportunity to bring to my conference.
Cantantes.
We had a good one
grupos.
To bring groups, singers.
Y también porque tengo la oportunidad de bendecir a muchas mujeres.
And I have the opportunity to bless a lot of women.
Que están en dolor, en depresión.
That are hurting, they're in depression.
Y les bendecimos con comida, algún regalo.
And we bless them with gifts.
Pero,
or food,
pero más que todo con la palabra de Dios.
But most of all with the word of God.
And speaking of the conferences, how many do you host a year?
Nosotros tenemos al año cuatro conferencias.
We have four conferences a year.
Una que es la más principal en el mes de mayo.
One that is the principal one, the biggest one is in May.
¿Y por qué? Porque el mayo se celebra el Día de las Madres.
Because May is Mother's Day.
Y tratamos de dar un enfoque muy fuerte.
And we try to focus
en esa conferencia.
And let's say if someone in the audience wanted to attend one of your conferences, could they find it at sarahesquivel.org?
Seguro que sí. Ellos pueden llegar a nuestra página y allí encontrarán fechas, eventos y más. Bueno, la pregunta era acerca de nuestras conferencias localmente, aunque nosotros tenemos conferencias alrededor del año.
We have conference around the year.
Dentro de los Estados Unidos.
Inside the U.S.
Y también visitando por lo menos 8 países.
And visiting about 8 countries.
Wow. Well, actually, yeah, I have a question. How long has Sarita Esquivel Ministries been around?
2003 nació la idea.
Okay.
2003 is where the idea.
En el 2004.
2004.
Se formó lo que es la organización.
The organization was formed.
Que caminamos como una non-profit organization.
We walked okay. as a non-profit organization.
Estamos trabajando legalmente.
We're working legally.
Quizá la gente que nos está escuchando.
Maybe people who are listening to us.
Ellos pueden saber lo que es una organización con non-profit trabajando sobre el 501c3. You know, estamos trabajando legalmente. Realmente dentro de los Estados Unidos y bueno, ahí.
Okay. Wow. Y bueno, como dijo Sam, ahí por ahí han de tener un calendario, ¿no? Donde tienen todos sus eventos.
You maybe have a calendar where you have all your events.
Sí, y la manera más fácil de contactarnos es a través de nuestra página. ¿Y saben una cosa?
The easiest way to find us is through our webpage.
Estamos trabajando en nuestra página, que quisiéramos tener algo como bien profesional y mejor. Al momento, tenemos algo que ofrecemos, tenemos con nuestra página alrededor de 7 años.
We have our page, it's been around for 7 years, but we want to make something that's a lot more professional.
So si usted entra a nuestra página,
so if you go inside our webpage,
por lo menos trate de localizar la información más importante.
So you can locate the most important information in there.
And what kind of outreach programs have you done outside of the country?
Hemos viajado, por ejemplo, cuando ha habido desastres de la naturaleza.
Uh-huh. We've been around, example, when there have been environmental destructions.
Por ejemplo, estuvimos, por dar un ejemplo.
Let me give you an example.
En Haití, nosotros estuvimos llegando.
We got there.
Mandamos al principio, bueno, hicimos un trabajo, un proyecto.
First we made a project.
Para poder mandar una traila.
To send a trailer?
Llena de comida.
Filled with food.
Y luego después llegamos personalmente.
And then we personally
Hemos estado,
went.
Por ejemplo, ayudando aquí dentro de los Estados Unidos en New Orleans.
We helped here in the U.S.
Estuvimos en Cancún cuando hubo aquellos desastres.
Cancún.
Y puedo mencionar uno y otro,
and
you know, aunque son bastantes, pero
more.
Eso es lo que nuestro ministerio en realidad aparte de trabajar con la mujer,
so aside from working with the women,
somos atrayentes para ayudar a la comunidad.
We try to help the community as much as we can.
Well, I'm very happy to see that. And on the other half of Sarah Esquivel Ministries lies the media part of it. And you have a radio show here on The Word, and you have another radio show that's Spanish-oriented on an AM station. And she's also going to be on TV pretty soon.
Es verdad, nosotros estamos, bueno, un poquito acerca de mi background.
So a little bit about my background.
Estamos en la radio más de cerca de 23 años.
You've been on the radio for maybe about 23 years.
Empezamos el ministerio radial secularmente.
We started our radio program secular.
Como predicadora.
As preaching.
You know, en radio seculares.
In
porque,
secular
aquí en el área no había estaciones cristianas.
Because in the area there wasn't any Christian radio stations.
Pero después hubo la oportunidad.
But then the opportunity
cuando
came,
la primera estación cristiana aquí en el área.
Or the first Christian radio station here
y,
in the
y,
area.
Y ha estado ahí.
And we've been here.
Y bueno, pues he tenido la oportunidad de ser un locutor.
So I've had the opportunity to be
a DJ. He tenido la oportunidad de ser un operador.
To use all this.
Operate.
Operate the machine.
Ese es el lenguaje de la radio. A veces la gente no entiende mucho lo que es. Y Sam, quisiera ampliar un poco tu pregunta.
So Sam, I would like to, your question.
También ampliarla, ¿verdad? porque a veces la gente te conoce como una persona en los medios de comunicación.
Sometimes people know you as a person in communication.
Pero no saben o no entienden la diferencia de estar atrás de un micrófono.
They don't know the difference of being behind a mic.
Eso yo no sé si ustedes quisieran saber un poco.
Like. So I don't know if you guys want to know a little bit. I do.
Sí.
Well. I don't know. What are you asking? You want to give us a tutorial?
A darles un poquito. A darles un poquito porque usted está preguntando acerca de nuestro background, acerca de medios de comunicación.
You're asking about my background and communication.
Y como la gente me está conociendo un poco.
And you know how people are getting to know me a little bit.
En esta frecuencia.
In this radio.
Ah, pues les quería explicar.
So I want to explain to you a little bit.
Like in 1 minute. Como en un minuto. Mm-hmm. He tenido la oportunidad de ser un locutor, estar también como un operador moviendo a los...
At the opportunity to be a DJ and operate the board.
Ajá, también he estado como director de programación.
I've been a director of a program.
Y también, pues gracias a Dios, he sido un gerente general de una estación, de una radio.
Uh-huh. And I've been... A general manager.
Y bueno, y claro, you know, también tengo mi propio programa.
So I have my own program as well.
Como dijiste,
like you said,
de lunes a viernes.
From Monday through Friday.
Todos los días.
Every morning.
A las 7:30 de la mañana.
7:30 in the morning.
Y pues este show ha estado al aire por muchos años.
So this show has been on air for plenty of years.
So ahí está un poquito.
All right, well, thank you. I think I learned a lot today, and I look forward to seeing what your ministry is going to do from this point forward. It seems like you want to attract the youth just by going about what we're doing here, so I'm happy about that, and I'm also glad that you're empowering women. So thank you very much for bringing, you know, SIM Ministries to Fort Worth, Dallas.
Muchas gracias a ustedes por darme la oportunidad de acercarme y traerlos a ustedes como juventud.
Thank you all for letting me have the chance to reach out to you as a youth.
Sí, porque diste un punto clave, Sam.
You gave a key point, Sam.
Me encanta trabajar con la mujer.
I love working with the women.
Pero a través de esta frecuencia.
But through this radio station.
100.7 FM. Quiero trabajar con la juventud.
I want to work with the youth.
Y apoderarlos.
Empower them.
De sus traer con sus habilidades.
With their abilities.
Y abrir la puerta.
And open doors.
Para que ustedes puedan tener un éxito.
So you guys can
y por qué no, en el futuro, trabajar también con niños.
And in the future, work with kids.
En nuestro ministerio será un ministerio completo familiar.
Our ministry is going to be a complete ministry, family ministry.
Well, good. I hope everybody enjoyed that interview. We got another little segment that we want to bring into the show, and hopefully y'all enjoy it. David's going to be reading On This Day in History.
Yes, On This Day in History. Well, in 1977, a DC-3 aircraft chartered from the Indianapolis-based National Jet crashes near Evansville Regional Airport, killing 29, including the University of Evansville basketball team, support staff, and boosters of the team. And in 2000, the Texas 7 escaped from the John Connelly unit near Kennedy, Texas, and go on a robbery spree, during which police officer Aubrey Hawkins is shot and killed. And in the year 2000, American Vice President Al Gore delivers his concession speech, ending his hopes of becoming the 43rd president of the United States. Do y'all know who was the 43rd president?
Wow, no.
Bush.
Yeah.
Bush.
Yeah, 100 for JB. No, I'm kidding.
In 1977, that was pretty sad. A whole plane lost a whole basketball team, including the Booster Club.
1977?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's what happened on this day.
I can't imagine what that's like. And anyways, go on.
Yes, and including that, the same day, the birthdays, I'm going to go ahead and bring on birthdays. This guy named Dick Van Dyke, actor and comedian, he's 84 now.
Wow.
As well as, well, not as well, but the same birthday is also Jamie Foxx, actor and singer, he's 42. And my future wife, no, just kidding. Hopefully my wife, no, just kidding. Taylor Swift, she's a singer, songwriter, she's an artist, I guess in the country genre. She's 20 years old. Oh, look at that. She's my age.
You wish.
Happy birthday to all those famous people.
Love story.
Jamie Foxx is from Texas, right? He's from Tyler.
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
Fellow Texan.
Man.
So their birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But yeah, those are some interesting facts about this day in history. And facts for today, I guess.
Thank you very much, David. That was On This Day in History, brought to you by David today.
Yeah. Lo que pasa en la historia en este día por David.
Okay, Mom, is there anything that you want to say about anything?
Well, he disfrutado muchísimo esta charla, esta conversación.
I've enjoyed this conversation.
y sabes, Sammy, quisiera ahora el momento introducir un poco acerca de tu organización.
And so I want to take this moment to introduce a little bit about your organization.
Porque nos interesa estar un poco al corriente.
Because we got to be, you know, in touch.
Hemos tomado varios programas.
We've had a lot of programs.
Y vamos a continuar.
And we're going to continue.
Y no quiero que olviden, por favor, la próxima semana
and
estaremos tocando un tema que nada más sucede una vez al año.
We're going to touch a theme that only happens once a year. And don't be late.
Okay, por favor,
late.
Okay. It's going to be el programa especial para la give me something to believe. Okay, en esta temporada.
Dame algo en qué creer.
Okay, so prepárese y nuestra audiencia, pues muchas gracias.
So get ready.
Envíenos sus correos electrónicos.
Emails.
Usted nos puede encontrar a través de nuestra página saraesquivel.org, saraesquivel.org, o también escribiendo sus correos electrónicos a thewordfm.com. Sammy, un poquito acerca de tu organización y
All
cómo
right.
vamos hasta
Sam,
este momento.
A little bit. Your
Thank
turn.
You very much.
Your spotlight.
All right. Well, Stay Positive is a problem-solving organization, like I've touched on before. And it was interesting this past weekend, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, mm-hmm. it's a federal organization, they put this game together mm-hmm. to because they wanted to do research and figure out how people use the social networks and the internet to get stuff accomplished. And what they did was they put red balloons throughout the U.S., and then they put a $40,000 prize, cash prize, for whoever found them all. And it was interesting because we know who won already because it happened this past weekend. But let's say Nathan, Jesse, Thomas, I mean,
David.
That's his brother's name. Thomas.
What?
Let's say someone offered you that challenge. How would you go about doing it using the internet and social medias? You got balloons spread out throughout the whole U.S., and you got to find them all.
I would, if I could, I guess I could use, I would use money. Like, somebody tell me where you see a red balloon, I'll give you $5, I guess, or something.
$5?
You know, I
would give them coupons.
Con dinero?
Reward. You tell me where a balloon is.
Una clase de recompensa y lo harías.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, just to have, you know, people tell me where the balloon is faster uh-huh. instead of me going out and looking for it, I guess.
Wow.
You know, just
that's actually the same idea that I would do, except I would gather up a team, and the reward would be more than $5. Maybe $250. I mean, that's good for just joining a team to go find red balloons. So in gathering a team around the U.S., I think that would help the us.
No, absolutely.
I would take your team over.
$5. Well, it's interesting that y'all used, you know, money to solve the problem because I was trying to figure out how I could win the $40,000. I couldn't figure it out because I don't know, my mind wasn't right. And then today I read an article that a group of students at mm-hmm. MIT, which is like a top-notch school, mm-hmm. they ended up winning. They solved the problem in 9 mm-hmm. hours.
9 horas.
They found all the balloons uh-huh. in 9 hours. So, who's good with maps?
No.
Genesis?
Con mapas? No.
Give us the locations of where the balloons were.
Well, we're going to start out with
San
Francisco, California.
Uh-huh. Ay, bueno, como ella viene de allí.
Of course. We got to start here.
Yeah, okay.
And then Santa Barbara, California.
Uh-huh.
Portland, Oregon. Arizona, Scottsdale.
Uh-huh.
We're going to leave Texas for last.
Uh-huh.
Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Charlottesville, no. Virginia, and Christiana, Delaware, and Katy, whatever, Texas.
And we save the best for last, yeah, right?
No, we first, number one.
So that was 10 balloons, okay? And so what this group ended up doing is they created a website. And in that website, they offered people to sign up.
Uh-huh.
And when they would sign up, if they found a balloon, they would offer them $2,000.
Oh, that's
cool. How much did it cost them to find
the 10 balloons?
A ver, alguien entre todos, ajá.
20,000.
Yeah, about.
20,000?
Yeah, leaving them with a profit of
$20,000.
Wow. So they ended up winning. They solved the issue.
Ajá. 20,000, entonces.
And they solved the issue in 9 hours.
Ajá. That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Rápido, en 9 horas.
Yeah, 9 hours. You just go through the whole country in 9 hours. That's pretty fast.
Wow. Pero es porque lo hicieron en un equipo.
Yeah.
Y a través de una página, ¿verdad?
Yeah. And so the balloons might have been about 5 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, circumference. And that's how they solved it.
Wow.
And so it goes back to what we talked about last week about teamwork.
Sí,
and working together to solve a problem. And that's what happened in this instance.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there was a reward of, of $40,000, which made it easier. So, yeah, that's my problem-solving story of the day.
Wow,
brought to you by Stay Positive.
Interesante, ¿no? La organización. Y deseamos a Semi que esa organización pueda alcanzar.
We're hoping that this organization can reach
sus metas.
Your goals.
Sí, y bueno, porque muy pronto estaremos escuchando más acerca de esta organización.
So we're going to listen to more about your
pues
organization.
Estamos llegando a nuestro final.
So it's the end.
Espero que ustedes hayan disfrutado.
And I'm hoping you guys all enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Sí, divertido. ¿Qué más? Para mí, interesante.
Yes,
very interesting.
Yes. JD, perfecto. Me interesó esa libra, dos libras. You know, voy a hacer algo mejor.
I learned a lot of interesting facts, too.
Sí. Recuerde, este es su programa Un Nuevo Día, traído por ustedes por el Ministerio de Sara Esquivel. Ahora sí nos despedimos y vamos a esperar la próxima.
Yeah, see you later. This has been Crystal the Rock, presented by Un Nuevo Día, brought to you by Sara Esquivel Ministries. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, or if you have any questions, you can reach us at saresquivel.org or give us a call at 817-913-1542. And we want to give a special thanks to KWRD 100.7 The Word FM. You can reach them at thewordfm.com.
Hasta pronto.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.
El precio de mi perdón. Y no hay palabra que quiera hablar, ni hay canción que se me antoje cantar. Pues si no es para ti, no hay razón para poder existir. Eres el aire, la lluvia, la risa de los niños, la fuerza, la calma, la guía en un camino. Misterios, estrellas, galaxias y sorpresas que llenan. Ya no estoy, mi dolor se marchó por la fuerza de tu abrazo y calor. Y no hay palabra que quiera.